Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. After spending Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, working on Tshuva, the mitzvah of Tshuva, the application and practicality of how we can be Shav El Hashem, we have now reached Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is the point and the opportunity that we have to turn our Tshuva to Vidui. Vidui means confession, and confession is not a word that we like using so much. However, we need to know, we need to understand that Vidui is confession. It's a mitzvah asem diraisa pasuk in parshas Naso v'hizvadu as katasam. When a Jew makes a mistake, we are required and responsible to bring a korban and to be misvada, to confess the sin. Whether it's a mitzvah saseh that we did not perform, whether it's a mitzvah lo saseh that we transgressed, vidui is a mitzvah saseh. We must confess our sins. Now indeed, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and brings this very pasuk, v'hizvadu as katasam, the pasuk in parshas Naso, it's a mitzvah that we can fulfill throughout the year. It's a mitzvah that we can fulfill daily. And indeed in Shmoneh Esrei we do every single day. When we say Al Chait and we say we are not doing the things that we are supposed to be doing properly. And furthermore, in Nusach Sfarad, of course, in Nefilas Apayim, Shachas, and Mincha, Shamnu is said daily. So of course, the concept and the practicality of Vidui and the mitzvah of Vidui is something that is unique and practical on a daily basis. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol, whether one committed and transgressed the mitzvah saseh or mitzvah lo saseh, kishi yaseh tshuva v'yashuv micheto chayev lehisvados lefnei hakel baruch hu. The mitzvah saseh is vidui, to confess, as the Rambam writes and quotes the pasuk that we just noted, isho isho ki yaseh mikol chatos adam limol mol b'hashem v'oshma hanefesh ahi. That's the pasuk in Parashas Naso. Any man or woman who transgresses a sin and acts treacherously, that individual is required to do vidui. Vidui ze mitzvah saseh. And the way the Minchas Chinuch learns the Rambam, and the way the Minchas Chinuch learns the Sefer HaChinuch and mitzvah shin, samach dalet, tshuva in and of itself isn't a mitzvah. Tshuva is the byway to get to the highway, and the mitzvah is vidui. Tshuva gets us to the process. You need to be mescharet, you need to have regret, you need to be ozev the chet, you need to leave the sin, and you need to be mekabel al abba. Those are the trilogy of tshuva. But the mitzvah to say the practical mitzvah is tshuva, is indeed vidui, as the Rambam writes in the Koseres, mitzvahs asay achas. There's one mitzvah. V'hishi yoshev achote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvad. The tshuva leads us to vidui. So throughout Chodesh El, we've been learning about tshuva and how to practically be mischar, to be ozev esachet, and ultimately to be kamekabel al haba, to do better next year. But today on Yom Kippur, as we approach Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is to be misvade, to do vidui. And especially, this is a mitzvah for Yom Kippur. Although, as we noted, that it's a mitzvah that's appropriate and applicable daily, monthly, weekly, yearly. However, as the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Yom Kippur has a special mitzvah of vidui. Yom HaKippur Muzman Tshuva L'Kol Yachil Rabim. Yom Kippur is a special day of tshuva for the individual and for the public, for the tzibur. V'hu Keitz Mechilo Slicha L'Yisrael, the ultimate day of forgiveness and being pardoned and receiving atonement for all of Jewry. And therefore we are all required, responsible to do tshuva and to be misvada, to confess on this day called Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah saseh diraisa. Umitzvas vidu Yom HaKippurim, says the Rambam, is the key, is the critical aspect of what we should do, what we can do, and what we are required to do. So what is confession, and how do we confess? What is one required to do? The Rambam tells us in two places, both in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, Ketzad Misvada, how does one do vidui properly? Omer, says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Ana Hashem Chatosi Avisi Poshati Lefanech, God, I have sinned. I have committed treacherous behavior. I have acted unwantonly. I have done so bemazed b'shogi b'onis. I have done so purposefully and willfully. I have done so accidentally. I have done it under duress, under extenuating circumstances. That's Chatosi Avisi Poshati Lefanech. Vasisi Kach V'Kach. I have done the following things. God Almighty, I'm embarrassed. I regret. I have remorse for what I have done. And I will never ever return to do these things again. Says the Rambam. That is the primary focus of vidui. I feel bad. I'm sorry. I regret. I won't do it again. The more you're misvada, the more you confess, the greater you are. And thus the Rambam continues in Perek Beis Halacha Ches and tells us, Avidu shenogu bo kol Yisrael, the Vidu that all of Klal Yisrael accepted, be'ikar is to say, aval chatanu, we have sinned, we have done wrong, we have acted inappropriately, says the Rambam, v'hu ikar vidui, that is the primary focus of Vidu, saying chatanu, I have sinned, I acknowledge my sin, I have done wrong, I have not acted appropriately, in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Yom HaKippur, Simon Tafresh, Zion, Sif Beis, Paskins, based upon the Torah and the Rambam, the Lashon, the Ramah is Ikar HaVidui, who the primary Vidui is, Aval Chatanu, we have sinned, like the Rambam says here, Perek Beis, Halacha Zion, as the Torah says in Simon Tafresh, Zion, and this is the Psak of the Ramah, Simon Tafresh, Zion, Sif Gimel, Ikar Vidui, Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Thus, as we approach Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, as we'll be Misvada in Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, Mariv twice, Shachris twice, Musaf twice, Mincha twice, we're going to be mizvada over and over again. Let's recognize, think, and recognize that we must say the words chatanu, God, we have sinned. We recognize we have done it inappropriately. That's the ikar vidui. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Yud Beis commenting on the Ramah says, "Hu adin shetzarich lomer gamkin avinu pashanu." You also have to say avinu pashanu. You should continue to say manoma lefanecha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Atu yodei razi olam alchet," etc., etc., as is in written in each of the machzorim that we are familiar with. But the Shaar Tzion notes that the words aval chatanu are the key, as the Ramah says, as the Rambam says, as the Torah says, but anachnu chatanu is not enough, because aval anachnu chatanu is only vidui on the shkagos and the mezidos, on the merit, on the accidental mistakes that we've made, on the mezid, on the purposeful, willful sin, quoting the Pri Chadash. However, nonetheless, we need to recite the rest of the vidui, and achronim, as the Shaar Tzion quotes, the opinion of the Shlach Kadosh, that ashamnu, bogadnu, gozalnu is also considered part of the ikar vidui. Therefore, part of the preparation for Yom Kippur, and throughout the days of Yom Kippur, we must recognize what we are saying. Classically, there are two explanations to the vidui that you have in your machzor. One, authored by the Chidah, the second, authored by the Chai Adam, and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, both have elaborated, elucidated, explained the meaning of each of the alchets, of each of the ashamnu baganus, and today in most good machzorim, including the Art School Machzor, you could see a very good explanation, translation for the ikur havidui and the secondary level of vidui. If a person doesn't know what they're saying, doesn't understand what they're saying, then one has not fulfilled the mitzvah vidui. Mitzvah vidui is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, just as important as not eating, not drinking, just as important as not doing work on Yom Kippur, fulfilling the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah lo saseh of the day. Vidui is the mitzvah sayom. That's what we're doing in every Shmona Esrei. So it's critical to make sure that a person pays attention, focuses on the words of vidui as written in the machzor, understands them. The Shulchan Aruch continues and discusses, well, you could do more than just that. And there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether or not one is required to be mefaret the chet. Let's say there's something you did wrong, be it a avera ben adam lemakom, an avera ben adam lechavero, and maybe it's not clearly articulated in the alchet or in the shamnu, or you want to say something. Are you required to articulate the chet in your own language or not? So the Mechaber in Siman Tafer Zayin Sif Beis writes as follows, Ein sarch lefaret the chet, you're not required to. However, if you wish to do so, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Rif quotes, Rishus biyado, one is permitted to do so. So if an individual wishes to articulate, to spell out a particular sin and transgression, one may do so. You're not required. However, there is a caveat that Beis Yosef says, the Mechaber Paskins here in Sif Beis, Misvad Balachash, if you are being misvad, if you're going to confess, you should do so silently, quietly. There is the way to do it. You shouldn't do so out loud, because we don't like to publicly proclaim the sins that we have done. It's not appropriate, not the right thing to do. But therefore, you should only do it quietly, silently, in an undertone, because there is some level not to be mefarsim l'rabim. It's not kavod hamakom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shemegala l'rabim shechata kenegdo. How could you do such a thing, to publicly proclaim that I've sinned against God? Says the Mishnah, b'cheta mufursim l'rabim, if you've done something that is publicly knowledgeable to all, reshus b'yadu l'farta b'rabim afilu b'kol ram. However, again, one is not required to do so. You may do so should you wish, but one is not required to do so. The Mechaber continues and notes in Siv Gimel another important halacha regarding vidui. Tzarech lizvados me'umar. One is required to be mizvadeh, to confess standing. What's the significance of being mizvadeh standings? The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud, quoting the Magen Avraham, the name of the Shlach Kodesh, writes, "The hachyavi derech hanacha hachna tvei u'mizvadeh b'leiv shalom." A person who really is confessing sincerely has to do so with hachna, bent over. As the Shlach Kodesh, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you shouldn't just do so standing, but you should bend over a little bit, the same way you are bent at modim in Shmon Esrei. That's the way you should be positioned for vidui. Tov shiyishcha k'mo b'modim v'lo yismach al davar. You shouldn't be leaning on anything. You shouldn't be sitting back. You shouldn't be relaxed. A person should be in a state of hachna, bent over, submissive, recognizing the seriousness of the matter. Because as we noted, if you really, really are serious about vidui, if you're really going to fulfill the mitzvah saseh, you have to do so wholeheartedly, sincerely, and with extraordinary sincerity. You do so standing, you do so bent over. However, the Shaar Tzion notes in Siv Katan Yud, if it's difficult, if it's painful, if a person is elderly, if a person's sick, you could bend your head just a little bit. Shiyakuf rosho ma'at vidai bezet. That's enough, especially in the vidu that takes place in the Shmona Esrei when the Chazan repeats it and the Shliach Tzibur, because the Iker vidu is the one that you're saying privately in your own Shmona Esrei. In the Chazar Sashatz, that's also where Mizvadeh Barabim with the Tzibur, but that is a different status, a different level, and a lower level vidu. So if it's difficult and painful, that's the one where one could be a little bit more makeup. But of course, if somebody has a difficult time standing or can't bend over like you do for modim, nonetheless, it is still appropriate to do so. But if that's not feasible, if it's not something that can be done, one is not required to do so. Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Samach Dal, notes another critical halacha, and that is one is required to be misvadeh bepeh. One has to articulate the words that are being said out loud enough that you could hear it. Because if you're just contemplating thinking and you're not articulating it, you're not saying it, it doesn't become real. You really have to know what you're saying and how you're saying it. And thus the Minchas Chinuch Paskins, it also can be found in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mechaber seems to articulate as such as well. You need to be misvadeh bepeh. And the Minchas Chinuch is based upon the Sefer HaChinuch. And the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samech Dalet, at the end of the Mitzvah of Vidui, in the Shrashei HaMitzvah, explains two reasons why one should be misvadeh bepeh, why one must articulate the words of Vidui of confession and articulate them out loud. Number one, Lefi Shebehodas HaAvon Bepeh Tiskale Machsheves HaChote Vidaito Shumamin Be'emes. When a person says something, that means that a person recognizes and means what's being said, and it's certainly clear to him that God knows. If I don't say something out loud, well, maybe I could say that, huh? Hashem didn't see what I did wrong. I'm keeping it between me and myself and I. But once you say something, the same way that you say something to somebody you know, to a friend, a family member, it's real. Because you use the words that you use, make something into a reality. The same thing is true when it comes to vidui. It must be said bepeh so that you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cognizant, aware of what you have done. V'lo yase ayin roek eino ra'an. Don't make it like God does not see what you have done. Number one, the Sefer Chinuch explains a second reason for saying bepeh. Mitoch haskara sachet befrat ubehis nachamo olav yizar mimenu yoser pamacheres levalia michshol michshol bo. When you say it out loud, when you articulate it, it's certainly more powerful than you won't do it again. If you're just thinking, contemplating, dreaming about vidui, and you're confessing in your mind and in your heart and your soul without saying it, then it's not maybe real for you to continue the process of tshuva and to be mekabel lahaba that you're not going to do it again. However, says this chinuch, achash yomer b'fiv kazu kazu asisi, now that you have said I've done so and so, miniskalti b'maisa yinigdar shalo yoshu asus kein, it's certain that you're not going to do it again. Umitoch kach yiratzi lefnei boron, and by doing so you will be pleased in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hakel hatov achafetz betovas b'yosul hadrichem b'derech yizu yizkeba, the gift of tshuva, the gift, the matana of vidu, the opportunity, the ability that we have to confess our sins. And Yom Kippur is Zman Keitzu Mechila. It's the end, it's the ultimate, the opportunity that we have to confess our sins, to wipe our slate clean. If we really understand what we're saying, and thus that is the opportunity that presents itself for each of us on Yom Kippur Abba Aleinu Letova, to be Misvada Erev Yom Kippur Mincha, to be Misvada by Marav, by Shachris, by Musafa, by Mincha again, both in the silent Shmon Esrei as well as in the public Shmon Esrei. And therefore, not only do we say the Al-Chayt, but we also, as the Ramah says in Simet Tafra Zayin Sef Beis, we say the Al-Chayt and the Seder of Aleph Beis, the Ashamnu through Ta'inu, Ta'avnu, because we have done so wrong from Aleph to Taf. We have to recognize that, we have to note that, and we have to appreciate it. I would certainly encourage you to take a look at your Siddur and your Machzer, and to say what you're saying carefully with Kavana, with understanding and with meaning, because when you say it like that, then it's real, and then one will be able to do so again. And finally, the Mechaber notes in Sif Dalet, Avono shezvad alem yom kippurim shavar v'lo shina alem afilu hachi yachol lachzor lizvados alem. Even though you're saying the same nusach that you said last year, it should still be meaningful for you. And even though you've corrected the mistakes from last year, and you have not sinned again, whether it's Bein Adam L'makom, Bein Adam L'chaber, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, to Sif Tayef Reish Zayin, you could still repeat it again. Because when I did something wrong, I could continuously ask forgiveness of it, and I could continue to confess over it. And thus, the Seder of the Al-Chaytz and the Ashamras and the Machzor should be repeated again, even though there are things that you may have corrected. Mishnah Berurah has a discussion whether it comes to Bein Adam L'chaber, that's required again or not. Nonetheless, that is what the Mechaber says. So, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should be zocha to tshuva shleima lefanecha. We should be zocha to be individuals who are eini oso ha'ish. We're a different person, like the Rambam says, the ultimate level when we are different people. However, specifically now, Yom HaKippurim, Zman tshuva l'kol yachidu l'rabim, keitz mechilo slich l'Yisrael. We should be zocha to fulfill the mitzvah of vidui, to confess really, sincerely, wholeheartedly, with intensity and real true fervor and understanding and belief that we won't return to who we were. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength, and every little bit that we do is successful. If you're interested more in the halachas of vidui, I encourage you to take a look both in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, along with the commentary of the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Prakim Aleph and Beis, as well as the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah to Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Siman Tov Reish Zayin, wishing everybody a Gemara Chasima Tova, a good Geben Shtior, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should be Zocha, L'Shana Haba, B'Yerushalayim HaBenuyah.